Amen. Give them a hand for singing. Glorifying God. Praising God. Amen. God is faithful, isn't he? Now, the word of God says in Psalms 29, verse 11, God will bless it. God will give strength unto his people. God will bless his people with peace. And, you know, we're living in the end time. We're living in the last days. And a lot of people don't have peace today. The only way to really have peace is to have peace in Jesus. Amen. The Bible says, I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusteth in thee. Amen. And Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Amen? So if we really believe God and press into him, we don't have to worry about anything. Now, most of us are going to worry, but we shouldn't. God tells us not to, doesn't he? But do we believe God? Let's believe God tonight, saints of God. God is so good. Now, I'm going to exalt just a little bit, and then we're going to pray. Now, Jesus himself is our example. And Jesus' prayers was long in private and short in public. Isn't that right? Jesus, before he chose the 12, he prayed all night. He prayed all night in prayer to God. Then he chose the 12. Why? He wanted the will of the Father. Jesus, I don't do anything of myself but what I see my Father do. So he obeyed the Father. And we have to obey him tonight. Thank God for the message this morning. Wasn't it a good message? God really spoke to us this morning. He really did. I mean, we need to have our hearts and our minds open to be stirred to what God is saying to us. And not only to hear. The Bible said, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. So we don't want to be just hearers of the word. We want to be doers. We want to do what it says. So tonight, I want to exalt just a little bit about prayer. Let's look at Isaiah chapter. I got two pair of glasses here. Thank the Lord. Isaiah chapter 37. Now, let me just see if I can just sort of set this up here a little bit. It was the king of Assyria. He had a hard name here. How you pronounce this? Sennacherib. Can anybody know? Huh? Sennacherib. He was the king of Assyria. And he was puffed up because he had won a lot of battles. He went up against a lot of different nations or kingdoms, and he was the winner. He won. Now, so he went up against Judah, he won quite a bit there with Judah. And then he sent to Jerusalem. He sent a man by the name of Rabshakeh. You see that there? Brother, how do you pronounce that? Do you see that name there? Well, anyway, he sent him to tell the people, tell Hezekiah, say, don't let Hezekiah deceive you. Say, look, I've gone up against all these different kingdoms and have won all of them. So what do you think? And don't let Hezekiah tell you that the Lord's going to deliver you. So let's read a little bit here. Let's see what the scripture. Let's pray first. Father, God, we thank you tonight for your word. For your word is forever settled in heaven, Lord. Your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path, Lord. So just have your way tonight, Lord. Stir us up, Father. Sheki Ula Mahanda. Move by thy spirit, Lord. We claim your perfect will tonight. Lord, we came to do your will, Lord. Hallelujah. Just have your way. In Jesus' name we pray and for the glory of God. Amen. Let's look at Isaiah chapter 37. Let's read verses 14 through 21. Chapter 7, verses 14 through 21. King Hezekiah was a godly king, a godly man. He served God. All right, what does it say there, Brother Willie? You want to read that? Stop right there. He received the letter, and he went up to the house of the Lord and spread the letter out before the Lord. That's a good thing to do, isn't it? If you're a servant of God, you believe God and you trust in God, you should get God in on everything to come in your life. He spread the letter out before the Lord. All right, what else? Hezekiah prayed unto the Lord, saying, You dwell between the cherubims,
Thou art the God, even God alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth.
Thou hast made heaven and earth. Stop right there. Lord, you're God alone. You made heaven and earth. It's only one true God. There are many idols, many false gods, but one true God. That's the Lord God of heaven. That's the Lord that Moses met back there in the desert. In the burning bush, that same God. All right, read. Stop right there. Incline your ears and hear, Lord. Open your eyes. Open thine eyes and see. Now, he didn't mean God had his eyes closed, but he meant, Lord, just you got your eyes open, just see it. Well, I want you to see what's happening here, Lord. I want you to hear what he said, and I want you to see what's happening. See, God doesn't miss anything, does he? God's got an all-seeing eye. He see everybody. He see everything. We can't hide from God. If we think we hide from God, we're in trouble. We're in a lot of trouble. We're in big trouble. We can't hide from God. So here, the king is talking to the Lord of heaven. Read. Hear all the words that this king have said, see it, and you hear it, read. He's sent Lord to make fun of you, to reproach you, poke fun at you. And a lot of people do that today. You know, the Bible said that there are people that hate God. They're haters of God. Some people actually hate God. But it's a sad situation. Amen. We that know him, we love him with all our hearts. All right, read on, my brother. Assyria.
Of a true Lord, the king of Assyria have laid waste all the nations in their country.
This king have done a lot, Lord. You see what he's done. You know everything he's done, Lord. Of a truth, he's done these things, all right?
And they cast their gods into the fire.
He cast their gods into the fire. For they were no gods. Those are idols. It's only one true God. He cast their gods into the fire because they were idols. Read. Work of man's hands, wood and stone. They made out of gods out of wood. They made out of gods out of stone.
Now therefore, O Lord, our God, save us from his hand, that all the kings of the earth may know that thou art the Lord, even thou only.
My. Let's look at that verse good here. Read that verse again. And let's let this sink in deep, all right?
Now therefore, O Lord, our God,
save us from his hand. Isn't that something? Amen. Let all the kingdoms know that you are the only true God. All right? Now, that was a prophet. Isaiah was a prophet. Assyria. Then Isaiah the son of Amos sent unto Hezekiah, saying, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, for as thou hast prayed to me against this king, Sennacherib of Assyria. All right. Now let's go to verse 33 through 38. Of Assyria. Hold on a minute now. He should not what? Now, he did all this big talk. You know, people can do a lot of big talk, can't they? I mean, some people tell you they're going to do this and they're going to do that and they're going to do a lot of big talk. This man was talking mighty big. But he didn't know who he was talking to. When you come up against the Lord God of heaven and you're trying to go up against him, you're in trouble. He did a lot of big talk. And what did he say? Read that 33rd verse again. Assyria. He's not even going to come into the city with his big mouth. I'm not going to let him come into this city. He did all that jabbering. It was just popping his gums. Hot air. That's all that was. But he didn't know it because he's deceived. All right. He's not going to come into the city. He's not even going to shoot an arrow into the city. He's talking about he's going to do so much. I'm not going to let him come in the city. I'm not going to let him shoot an arrow into the city. All right. Not come before it. Read. 34. The way he came up, he's going to return the same way. I'm going to tell you what's going to happen to him. He's doing a lot of big talk, but it's nothing to it. Nothing to it at all. Amen. When you come up against the Lord God of heaven, come against him, you're in trouble. This man was in trouble. And God let the king know that he was in trouble. That this man was in trouble. Read. He's not coming in. You hear that? I'm going to defend this city. See, God's our defender. Isn't that right? God is our defender. How many of y'all know that? How many of y'all know we can depend on God? When what God said, he'll do it. God is faithful to his promise. Amen? Hallelujah. We can trust God. When we pray, God wants us to believe him and trust him and wait on him and expect an answer. Doesn't he want us to expect an answer? He really does. Hallelujah. He wants us to expect an answer when we pray. Paul and Silas was in jail, right? At midnight. They went over sawing logs. At midnight they prayed and sang praises to God. And the prisoners heard them. And what happened? Hallelujah. God got on the move, didn't he? Hallelujah. God set them free. Hallelujah. When all the prisoners' bands were loose, but they didn't go nowhere. They stayed right there. Isn't that right? But God delivered Paul and Silas, didn't he? God delivered Paul and Silas. Amen. God is that same God. God wants us to trust him tonight, saints. Read on, my brother. I will defend this city. See, David was a man after God's own heart. David loved the Lord. He made some mistakes, but David would repent. When David made a mistake, he went to God and repented. Hallelujah. Like Pastor Venable was saying this morning, how that people that some have been turned over to a reprobate in mind, those are the worst people that they are. They believe in a lie. And they're going to be damned. Isn't that something? Not that God doesn't want that to happen to people, but people just keep running headlong, keep running over what God said. And see, a lot of people know what God say, but they don't obey him. They won't obey him. God wants to obey him tonight. God's calling people to repentance. Repent. Isn't that right? Repent. I appreciate that message this morning. Hallelujah. God, there's victory in Jesus. Isn't that right? There's victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Saints, God wants us to stand up for him. God don't want us to take a back seat. He wants us to stand firm on the word of God. Preach the truth, but live a holy life. Isn't that right? As some say, if I live a holy life, shun the wrong and do the right, I know the Lord will make a way for me. And he'll do that. Because he haven't changed. God haven't changed, and he never will change. The Bible says, I am the Lord that change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob shall not be consumed. Hallelujah. He's faithful. He's true. He's holy. He's pure. We need to get a hold to God tonight. I'm talking about get a hold to God. Pray until heaven, thank God, come down. We can do that tonight. God wants us to, saints. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Read. An angel went forth and slew 185,000. My. One angel now. One angel went forth and slew 185,000. But why did God do this? Tell me why. Why did God do this? Because somebody prayed. Because somebody believed. Isn't that right? Hezekiah, hallelujah, went up into the temple, spread that light out before God, and talked to the Lord. Lord, you see what this man, this big mouth is saying? Well, he didn't use those terms, but you know, y'all know what I'm saying, don't you? I mean, you hallelujah, isn't that right? You still, you know, it's hot air, Lord, but do something about it. And Hezekiah and them was afraid. They were there. They were shook up, but they knew God was faithful. They knew God could see them through. They knew God could deliver them. Hallelujah. Thank God. Faithful tonight, saint. He's faithful. He's faithful. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. All right. They angels to 185,000, and when they arose early in the morning, what happened? All dead corpses. Isn't that something? My. And this big mouth king went back home, and two of his sons slew him. Isn't that something? Isn't that something? Don't rise up against God. If you don't know him, just keep your mouth shut. Isn't that best to just shut up if you don't know what you're talking about? Hallelujah. So God sent an angel and slew 185,000 men. God is faithful. God is powerful. God is great. God is good. Amen. Now, let's look at one more prayer that God answered for Hezekiah, and then we're going to pray. Then we're going to talk to the Lord. How many of y'all know prayer changes things? Prayer does change things, doesn't it? God just answered a prayer for us that we had been praying about. Well, we needed God to move for us. And we had to pray a while, but God moved that. He worked it out so smooth. He worked that thing out so smooth for us. Hallelujah. So we have been rejoicing and thanking and praising God for answering that prayer. We have. Thank you, Lord. He's so faithful and he's so true. Thank God. Let's look at Isaiah 38, begin at verse 1. This is where God answered another prayer for Hezekiah. We're going to look at this and we're going to talk to the Lord. Heather God got sick and he was about ready to die. Mm-hmm. Set your house in order, you're going to die and not live. And what did Hezekiah do? Hezekiah turned his face toward the wall and prayed unto the Lord. This man believed God, didn't he? God said, you're going to die and you're not going to live. He turned his face toward the wall and began to pray. And what happened, my brother? He said, he began to talk to God. Remember now, O Lord, I beg you. I've walked before you in truth and with the perfect heart. Stop right there. You see what he told the Lord? See, when we live for the Lord, we can talk to God like this too, can't we? But we got to live for him. God is looking for a holy life. I'm not talking about sinless perfection, but I'm talking about the Bible says, follow peace with all men and holiness without which no man see the Lord. Holiness unto the Lord. Amen. We're set aside, set apart for God's work. That's where we are, holy. All right, verse 4, what does it say? He had just told me he's going to die and not live, but God spoke to him after this man prayed, after this man got his prayer through to God. God reversed the decision, didn't it? God can do that. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, somebody pray. Hallelujah. Isn't God good? Hallelujah. Thank God. Before Isaiah got out of there, Isaiah was on his way. Lord, I've delivered your message. But then another message came to him before he got too far. What does it say here? I want you to go tell Hezekiah something. Thus saith the Lord. What?
The God of David, thy father.
Uh-huh. Isn't that something? I've heard your prayer. I've heard your cry. And I've seen your tears. I'm going to add 15 years to your life. I'm adding 15 years to it, Hezekiah, because Hezekiah believed God. He turned his face. He didn't want to die then. He didn't want to die right then. He knew when God had pronounced death, if God hadn't reversed the decision, he would have died. But he prayed, and God heard his prayer. Saints, God hear our cries, doesn't he? God hear our cry. If we cry to him out of a pure heart, being sincere, God will answer our prayers. And saints, we need revival, don't we? We need a stirring, we need a shaking. And as Pastor Benjamin was saying, asking God to fill these seats. Fill these seats with what? Good, honest-hearted people. People that love him. People that want to serve God. People that want to do the will of God. Not people that just in just to be coming in. You understand what I mean? Some people go to church just to say, I went to church. We're not talking about that. We're talking about somebody that loves God. And somebody to come in the church to worship God, to serve God, to obey God, to be obedient to his voice, to worship him in spirit and in truth. That's what we want here, don't we? That's exactly what we want. We ask God to send in honest hearts. Hallelujah. To fill this place. Thank God. People that love God. People that want to do the will of God. And people that's reaching out to others. See, God doesn't save you and me to sit on a stool to do nothing, does he? What does he save us for? To live right and help somebody else get saved. Isn't that right? You better believe it. He saved us to help somebody else get saved. By living holy and pure before him and being a witness for him. Being a witness for him. And being a witness, you don't have to be talking all the time, do you? Sometimes you do, but not all the time. Just let your light shine. Live right. Live holy. Live pure. Keep your mind on the Lord. You don't have to go, you know, telling people, you know, I'm a preacher. Well, that's right. I'm a preacher, but I don't just go blabbing it out, you know. Try to let my light shine. I went on different jobs. I worked for Bert Ines about 13 years. And I went there, and I know I went on a certain job. I said, just give him a little time. You know, he'll change over. they come over on our side, you know. But when you're a real Christian, you stand for the holiness. You stand for God. Isn't that right? Amen. You're not going to waver. I mean, you can't do it of yourself now. The Bible said be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. The flesh profited nothing. Jesus said it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. Isn't that right? So we can't live in the flesh. If we live in the flesh, we'll die. So God called us to walk and talk and live in the spirit. May God bless you tonight. Let's come and pray. Let's come and talk to the Lord. And let's just keep in mind. Let's keep in mind how Hezekiah talked to the Lord. And he got answers from the Lord. We're serving that same God. Isn't that right? We're serving him. And we know he loves us with an everlasting love. Isn't that right? An everlasting love. So let's talk to the Lord. Now, Father, let's pray, saints. Lord, we thank you for your love and your grace and your mercy, Lord. Oh, Lolento lo sula mahanda. Father, just have your way in us tonight, Jesus. God, stir our hearts tonight. Stir our minds, Jesus. Cry to the Lord, saints. Let's pray. Let's call. Oh, my God, have mercy upon us tonight, Lord. God, have mercy upon us tonight, Jesus. God, move by thy spirit tonight, Lord. Draw us closer to you, Lord. Help us to follow you, Lord, closer, not at a distance, Lord. Oh, victory, Lord. Give your people victory, Lord. Lord, there's victory in you, Lord Jesus. We claim the victory, Lord. We claim your peace and your joy, Lord. Lord, help us to walk by faith and not by sight, Lord. Help us to walk in love, Lord. Continue in your word, Lord, that we'll be your disciples indeed, Lord. Oh, Lomindo, Kaliti Tikio Robosoya. Oh, Nayaramando Mamido Robasaya. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Diero lo masundo lo makanda. Oh, baby, diero lo mahaya. Oh, God, yada bahanda. Oh, God, bless our nation, Lord. Bless our president, God. Bless those in authority, Father, Lord. Yere yoro bashaya. Oh, la ba 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 bahanda la bakanda. God, save the ones who need to be saved. Save us. Oh, save those in authority, Lord God. Save them. Fill them with the Holy Ghost, God. Governors and senators and mayors and lawyers and doctors. Save them, Lord God. Bring them into your kingdom, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Oh my God, Yeramana, lean to the Kunda. Help us to lean and depend upon you tonight, Lord. Trusting in thee, Lord God, knowing that you're faithful to promise, Father. Oh my God, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for your love, Lord. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy, Lord. Greater love has no man than this. Man lay down his life for his friends, Lord. Lord, you lay down your life for us, Lord God, because you love us, Lord. Lord, we love you because you first loved us, Jesus. Help us to love you with all our heart, mind, soul, and strength, Lord. To love our neighbors as self master. To love our enemies, Lord. Oh my God, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh God, help us, Lord, to do your will, Lord. Oh, Lord, oh, God. Victory, Lord. Victory, Lord. Strength, Lord. Peace, Lord God. Your peace, Lord God. Oh, help us to love. Oh, God, help us to put you first in our lives, Lord. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. God, help us to be Christians, Lord. Help us to really be Christians, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Mama Mary Lee Robo Suki Tia Basaya. Oh, we need you, Lord. They may be Kota Labasanda. Help us tonight, Lord. Strengthen us tonight, Lord God. God, encourage your people tonight, Lord God. Help us to follow you closely, Lord. To do your will, Lord. Shebi Dioro Ramamanya Lokuya Dia Rabasanda. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Help us tonight, Lord. Help us tonight, Lord. Oh, Lord, strengthen us tonight, Lord. God, encourage our hearts tonight, Lord. Bless your people, Lord God. God, la, 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 make us a blessing, Father. God, make us a blessing. Save our loved ones, God. Bring them in, Jesus. Oh, my God, oh, my God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. God, bless the saints of God here, Lord. Bless all the saints here. Take them each, God, encourage them. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. Mama, mama, and la mama, ya. Maybe be yo, lo, 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 la, sanda. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Linda, le, ki, yo, lo, so, de, di, do, lo, basaya, la, ma, ya. Victory, Lord, God. Victory in you, Lord. Victory in Jesus. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm supposed to follow you, Lord, that closeness. Not in the distance, Lord.